Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United States' top trade official says the US supports proposals for a temporary waiver of patent and related rules to help boost the supply of COVID vaccines. India and South Africa proposed such a waiver last October, a move opposed mainly by developed countries. Andrew Walker has the details.
Many developing countries have argued that rules requiring countries to protect patents and other forms of intellectual property are an obstacle to ramping up the production of vaccines and other products needed to tackle the pandemic. A statement from the US Trade Representative Catherine Tai supporting a waiver of these rules said the aim was to get safe and effective vaccines to as many people as soon as possible. The change in the US position under President Biden's administration is an important development that changes the shape of the debate in the WTO. But it's not in itself decisive, as the WTO makes its decisions by consensus.
Brazil's former health minister Nelson Teich has become the second witness to testify to a Senate inquiry examining President Bolsonaro's handling of the coronavirus crisis. Camila Mota reports from Sao Paulo.
Nelson Teich told the senators he soon realized he wouldn't have autonomy to make his own decisions and resigned after only 28 days. The final straw for the doctor was Mr. Bolsonaro's insistence that the health ministry prescribed chloroquine to COVID-19 patients. There's still no scientific evidence the anti-malaria drug works against coronavirus, and its use could cause serious side effects. His evidence to the senators is more ammunition to those Brazilians who believe Mr. Bolsonaro has badly mishandled the pandemic.
A court in Rome has sentenced two U.S. tourists to life in prison for the murder of an Italian police officer almost 2 years ago. From Rome, Mark Lowen reports.
Finnegan Lee Elder and Gabriel Natale Hjorth were staying in Rome in 2019 when they tried to buy cocaine. A middleman sold them a different substance and they stole his bag, demanding he return the money the next day. At the rendezvous, the pair were approached by plainclothes Carabinieri policemen. During a tussle, Elder stabbed one of the officers, Mario Cercello Rega, to death. His friend helped hide the knife. They claimed self-defense, but the court found them both guilty of murder.
World News from the BBC.